This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In 39 minutes, the government releases its survey of households and payrolls, the official jobs report for September. It's 3 weeks late because of the government shutdown. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looked into what, if anything, all this tardiness means.
Doug Handler of IHS has a quick summary.
Actually, it doesn't mean a heck of a lot.
The schedule change is an inconvenience for economists, he says. That's it. If anything, the delay could be a helpful reminder that these monthly numbers don't provide much guidance for where the economy is heading.
The thing to remember about the employment data is that it's a lagging indicator of the economy.
That's John Canale. He's an economist with LPL Financial.
That doesn't, however, stop markets from obsessing over it and economists like myself from obsessing over it.
And people in the media. The so-called headline number, 7.3% last time this report came out, isn't even the most revealing. Chris Thornburg is founder of Beacon Economics. He says there is useful data in these releases. Say you're looking for a job. If you look at the report's details, you can find out
what parts of the economy are hiring right now. Should I be looking for a job in an office? Should I be looking for a job in a train station?
The data is at bls.gov now that the shutdown's over. Happy hunting. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.